Hello? Well, I want to be among the first to congratulate you and just tell you how'd you lose 3 votes?
I don't know. Well.
Who were they?
Well, Biden and Hughes.
Well, my goodness. You couldn't have 3, Ravel is nuts, and Hughes, of course, is Biden is new, and but that's really great, Elliot, and I know it was a tough deal to have to go through it and everything.
But you
handled it in great skill. That's my point. I was talking to Al, just dropped in, and I said I've never seen any more skill because you were running into a meat grinder there, you know, with that darn crow crap and all that other stuff with which you had nothing whatever to do.
Well, I wanted to preserve so far as possible. It seemed to me that you're having asked me to do this, and what you'd said about what you hoped I could contribute by coming to you, I wanted to get as good a vote as possible.
Right.
Because it would otherwise have undercut it, and I didn't want to have it. Want to back off so far on the independence that it made no sense for you to move me out of this department.
Well, it didn't. You didn't do that. You
I think it came out okay.
Yeah.
But it did take a little footwork.
That's putting it mildly.
Well, it's nice of you to call.
Well, I do appreciate it. What do you...
That statement that we put out yesterday was a real contribution.
Well, we worked our tails off on it. And, Elliot, all I can tell you is, you know, and someday when this is all over, we can talk about it. But, you know, you try to reconstruct these events and who did what to whom and so forth. And so, but that, believe me, is we combed everything we possibly can, and that's about it.
Yeah.
They'll throw a lot of crap around, but that's it. Now the thing to do is to have your friend Cox do his job.
Well, he is a good
incidentally.
Well, he is a really fair man.
The one thing I noted in the press, which I want to get your judgment on, I can ask you now, is this a concern expressed by Silbert to the effect that that Cox is going to start all over again? This taking 10 months for the grand jury to act. I would certainly hope that Cox isn't thinking in those terms. That'd be a very
I don't think he is. He said at the hearing, and of course he couldn't say anything else, that he would have to familiarize himself with what had been done, that he would scrutinize it.
Sure.
But that
of
no
course.
U.S. attorney should assume that he intended to displace it. Just sort of matters.
Well, actually, the U.S. attorneys have a lot of work here and so forth. But anyway, it's immaterial, irrelevant to me. If he wants to wait 8 months, let him wait 8 months. That's his job.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm sure he doesn't start out on that basis. In fact, he had to call the U.S. attorney yesterday and quiet him down.
Oh, good.
And he's met with him today. I haven't heard the result, but he's been. I know his approach has been to try to convince him that he wasn't true and had no presumption of. Well, it's very thoughtful of you to call, Mr.
You celebrate with thoughtful heck after giving you a taking you from one splendid prestigious position and giving you a tough one like this, and then you're handling it. Believe me, I'm darn proud of you, and I'm proud here with our team.
Thank you.
Our first cabinet meeting will be Friday. It'll be a brief one, about an hour, and probably you ought to be sworn in, don't you think?
Well, we plan to make some arrangements for doing it on Friday.
Oh, I see.
You'll be here Friday.
Yeah.
I talked to Dick about doing it in the Great Hall of the Department of Justice. Although I think John and my staff was going to talk to Al about it.
Al is here. I'll talk to him and have him be back in touch with you. How about that?
Yes. Very helpful.
We can check her out. But any of that, my goodness, get a good night's rest and give your wife my best. Okay.